Hey guys, what's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome to Freedom Fridays. Yes, it is Friday. Friday is freedom. On the Freedom Riders podcast, your mental fitness coach, Ariana, here. And I'm super, super excited for the weekend just to kind of wind down, get some work of my own done, focus on me, what I got going on, and building something great. So I hope that you plan on doing the same and your weekend is going to be super, duper amazing. I got on here for this recording because there's some things I really wanted to share. And we're moving into our 2020. We're getting ready. We are in December, guys. That's so insane to me that we are already at another year. It makes me feel like this year has went by so fast. And I blinked and it was December. And I don't know if you feel that way, but you blink and there, boom, it's December. So we're here now. We're here. It's time. I've been doing series on preparing for your 2020 before 2020 arrives, because that's just smart. I mean, plan ahead, you know, have a plan, initiate it before the quote unquote new year and all those kind of things. So I've been doing a bunch of series on just what to do to prepare to go into 2020 the best way you can, the most equipped way that you can, and the most prepared way that you can. And this week, it's been interesting because I've had to deal with some mental battles and hurdles of my own, which is definitely why I'm shooting my podcast on this topic today. And this is entitled Freedom in Your Permission. And I know you probably read the title, like, what in the world does this mean? How does that work? My permission, you know, what is that? And in a very simple way, it's the freedom to give yourself permission to do something. So this week I had a lot of things I had to work through mentally on my own. It was very interesting. I actually had one of my freedom calls that I do with new clients is we get on a call 15 minutes and we just try to find freedom, a little piece of freedom, a little piece of hope in whatever they're dealing with. And I was speaking with one of my clients, and as we're talking, I'm listening to her battle some of the things that I've battled just in my life in general. And one of the things is permission. And I don't think we really deal with it enough. And it's a very important principle to understand. I remember when people would tell me when I was like learning new, you know, tools and new business practices and things like that, and just venturing out to start my businesses, you know, I had people tell me like, you haven't given yourself permission to be successful. You're waiting for something else to affirm it. You're waiting for something else to confirm it. You're waiting for something else to tell you, yeah, go for it. You're going to be great. And because of that, you're not giving yourself the permission to just go ahead and be successful. And I, you know, battled with it for a while because I was just so confused on what it means to give yourself permission. But it's the act of being able to do what you know and feel you're deep down called to do, or you're deep down led to do, doing it without any need of an affirmation from anybody outside of yourself. To give yourself permission to be successful is to say, I'm going to do this with full confidence, boldness, and I'm going to step out and trust that I'm making the right decision. And this is going to yield me success. This is going to yield me some prosperity. This is going to feed my inner being of lining up with who I believe I'm supposed to be. But if you don't give yourself permission, then you're waiting for somebody else to come along and tell you, oh, this is a good idea. Oh, this is the right move to make for your life. Oh, this is the right job to take. Oh, that's the correct way to do it. And the only problem with that is if nobody ever shows up, to give you that permission to be successful in whatever it is, then that means you just never become successful. You just never reach your goals. You never set out to do the thing that you know is burning up inside of you to do, because you're waiting on somebody to give you permission. This, it's the same thing when I talk about mental and our and dealing with mental bondage and being in warfare. You're waiting for somebody to give you permission to get free from that thing, when only permission you need is your own. And when I really begin to understand what people were saying, you know, I gave myself permission to come up out of the mental warfare and depression and battle and negativity that I was in. I gave myself that permission. It wasn't until I gave myself the permission to say, you can live better, you can have better, you can think better, you can do better. This is not the end of life for you. This is not the end of the road. This is not the only thing that will happen in your life, good or bad. So when I gave myself permission to be free from the horrible, the devastating, the tragic, the negative, I became positive. On the flip side of that, I gave myself permission to be happy. I gave myself permission to reach my goals. I gave myself permission to get back up, get back out there, to start fighting again, to start creating a new life. I gave myself that permission. And I believe a lot of us are stuck right now because we won't give ourselves that permission. Sometimes we feel some type of insecurity, whether it was because of what you went through or because of somebody else implanted and embedded this security in you. And so now you feel so insecure and so lacking to just do what you know you can do. You are sitting in a state of not giving yourself permission to do that. And the best thing that we can do before we get to 2020 is genuinely give ourselves permission to live the way we want to live. So all these things that we've been prepping for, and all these things that I've told you about, and all these tips and tools and things, that little things I've told you, you should focus on this and you should focus on that, all these things that I've done, all these tools that I've given you, they mean nothing, absolutely nothing, if you're not giving yourself permission to go after your dreams, to live the life you want to live, to be dangerously wealthy and happy and free. If you don't give yourself permission, you listen to me every week and you think what I say is really good, but because you haven't given yourself permission, you have taken no action, right? So let's talk about that. Is that what stops us from really reaching our goals? Is that we hear something so good and we're like, oh, that's good, that's great. And we share it, we post it, we comment on it, we encourage it, da 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 da. But you yourself, who the information is actually for, to get you to a level of freedom, haven't given yourself permission to actually do and accomplish what you hear on a weekly basis. And that's difficult. There's a space that you can get in where you can get so much good advice and so many good tips and so many things that can actually change your life. But if you don't give yourself permission that that's actually for me, that what they're talking about actually works for me. I remember times where I'm building my businesses and I would look for people inside of a niche that did what I wanted to do, like whether I was struggling with doing writing posts or how to start a podcast or any running Facebook ads, I would look for people who were good in it. And they would always tell these stories where it's like, oh yeah, my client closed, I got a client to close $20,000 a month, or their first $50,000 a month was within the first 3 months that they work with me, and da da da. And I used to hear these things and I would be like, yeah, okay, I mean, that's great. I don't know how true that is, but if you did it, maybe it was like a one-off, you know, maybe it's because they have a higher price point or whatever. I would like think of all kind of reasons as to why that story could not be me, but I was not giving myself permission to be that successful. What I was doing, I was limiting myself. I was giving myself this limited belief that they possess something that I didn't possess. And I'm not even talking about the coach that they hired. I'm sitting telling myself, oh, it's good for them, it's not good for me. that's what you're saying when you're like, oh yeah, okay, whatever, maybe it did, maybe it didn't. You have to understand that when you begin to give yourself permission, I'm like, I'm living testimony, especially this week. I gave myself permission for something and literally it turned out way greater than I ever thought it would. I mean, it blows my mind, the success and the results I got in like just a week. But I gave myself permission to live on a different level, to work on a different level, to possess on a different level. I gave myself permission to become one of those people that people talk about, to become one of those people that closes a $20,000 month and people just sit there and be like, that can't be real. I made a decision, gave myself the permission to become that person, and then I started putting action behind it. And this all goes back to what I always tell you guys. What I always tell you, if you don't take any action, all of this just sounds like great motivational speaking. And while we all do need some motivation and motivational speaking, it only feeds you for a limited time, which is why I don't just motivational speak. I don't just try to hype you. I want to give you tools. I want to give you a strategy. Because without the strategy and just the hype, you're going to go back down into a unproductive, unmotivated space. But if I motivate you, if I build you up and give you the strategy on how to stay there and get back there, then now I've done my job. And that's just how I work. That's just how my company is structured. Everybody may not be structured that way and everybody may not work that way, but I do it because I know what it feels like to hear 1,000 different inspirational things and like, oh yes, 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 and be on this amazing high only for my bank account to go into deficit. And now I feel like complete crap. Now I feel like a complete failure. I feel like, oh my God, what is going on? What's happening to my life? Oh my God, things are going so bad. Da, da, da. And just not even 6 hours ago or not even 24 hours ago, I was on this amazing high. But it was because I was only getting one side of it. I wasn't getting the other side. I wasn't understanding, how do you stay here? How do you get there? How do you pull yourself back up? How do you sustain it? And so I made a decision with my programs, with everything that I do, I'm going to give you a strategy. I'm not just going to leave you out here hanging. And this one, this episode today is telling you, listen, a good strategy, the strategy for your 2020 is give yourself permission to live the life that you're dreaming of. Give yourself permission to get that degree, to go for that position, to do whatever it is that you feel like is your path in life. Give yourself that permission. Give yourself permission to make $20,000. Give yourself permission to make $50,000. I had my program priced at a lower price when I was doing like fitness. I used to do like little lower prices, but I would see other fitness trainers charging thousands and 3,000s and da, da 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 da. And it was because I didn't give myself permission that, hey, that's you. You don't have to discount yourself. You don't have to come down on your prices just so people will buy it. And the truth of the matter is, the people who buy it at such a discounted rate are problem clients. You got to chase them. You got to pull. You got to find out where they at. You got to do this. You got to do that. And oh my God, it's such a freaking pain in the butt. But when you give yourself permission to say, no, this is what I'm worth. I'm not discounting myself. I'm not coming down. I'm not charging pennies on the dollar just because I didn't give myself permission to be great and charge those prices just because I don't believe in myself enough or I don't value myself enough to say, no, this is my prices. That is not who I am. That's not where my level of product is, but this is. See, what happens when you give yourself permission is you can be who you are, be fully confident in it, charge what you charge, go for what you know, stand in your position, and not care what anybody says. Not in a bad way, but in a way of, it's okay if you don't agree with me. But I gave myself permission to live on $1 million level. And on that level, I can't bring myself down. So if you don't agree with it, that's okay. I'm still able to sell, to teach, to reach my goals, even if you don't agree with it. And that just means you're not the one for me. And I'm not the one for you. But I want us to give ourselves permission today to reach every goal that we want to reach in 2020. And what that looks like is, maybe you need to evaluate what you're doing now and even what you plan on doing in 2020, and make sure it's laced with the permission to be great. Because if not, you're going to go to 2020 and you're not going to reach your goals. And you're not going to become that person you want to become. You're not going to get that job. You're not going to make those millions. You're not going to walk off your job and start your business. You're not going to do anything. You're going to be in the same space, because you're going to reach a point. You're going to go so far, and then you're going to reach that point where you didn't give yourself permission, and you feel like you're stuck again, and you feel like the ceiling's over your head. The ceiling is only there because you won't give yourself permission to break it. These are some of the epiphanies I came to this week. So I'm sharing this with y'all fresh, hot off the press. These are some of the things I came into power of understanding this week. And I have given myself permission to be amazing, to charge what I want to charge, to build my business, to prepare myself to walk off my job and build my legacy. I've given myself permission to do that. Because I work with a lot of people who won't give themselves permission to even just venture out and do something different. So today, find your freedom and permission. Take back the right that you were born with to be great and be that. All of this is internal work. If we can all do this internal work before 2020, man, I'm going to see some amazing posts on social media, and I'm going to get some amazing texts, and I'm going to meet some amazing people who said, I gave myself permission, and this is what I accomplished after listening to your podcast. Because I went and I said, no, you know what? Let me reevaluate even my business process right now and make sure it's me giving myself permission to be amazing and permission to be great. And I cannot wait to see it. Yeah, I cannot wait. I appreciate y'all for listening, every single week. I really hope you take this one to heart, guys. We only have, 3 more Fridays in December, I think? Three more Fridays in December. So let's make it count. If you got to go back and listen to my previous messages, do that. But I'm super happy and grateful and thankful for everybody who supports me, who listens to me, who takes my advice. But I just, at the end of every podcast, pray and hope that this actually changes your life. I don't want anybody listening to me that's not getting a life change experience from it, because I truly feel like that's what I'm called to do, is to help change people's lives with what I possess inside of me. So I hope today pushes you another level forward to actually go out, reach your goals, change your life, and make 2020 the best year you've ever experienced. This is your Freedom Rider, fitness coach, Ariana, and I'm so ready to hear those success stories. Y'all have an amazing Friday and a great weekend.